This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. While the country who ruled for 30 years plans its future, former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir is fending off charges of illegally possessing foreign currency and receiving gifts in an illegal manner. 4 months after he was ousted by the military, Bashir began a series of courtroom proceedings. According to a detective who addressed the court, Bashir told investigators he had received millions of dollars in cash from Saudi Arabia. But many Khartoum residents said that they were disenchanted with the trial, saying it was too little, too late. President Trump said Sunday the economy is doing very well and dismissed concerns of recession.
Honestly, I'm prepared for everything. I don't think we're having a recession. We're doing tremendously well. Our consumers are rich. I gave a tremendous tax cut, and they're loaded up with money.
He offered an optimistic outlook after last week's steep drop in the financial markets. Now, the U.S. Department of Commerce announced on Monday that it will extend a temporary license loosening restrictions on business deals with Chinese tech giant Huawei for another 90 days. This extension in itself, the expert said, is not so much a favor that the U.S. is giving to the Chinese tech giant, but rather means for a helping hand for American companies. Liu Baocheng, the dean of the Center for International Business Ethics from the University of International Business and Economics, spoke with China Global Television on Monday on this latest move from the U.S. government.
And when Donald Trump blames China on the trade imbalance created, now he's really refraining those companies to sell to China. So that's a realistic loss on those suppliers. And plus, that can really, you know, exacerbate the trade imbalance. Mm. So that also shows that he is really, using this trade war as a rhetoric rather than really there to serve objective to narrow the trade imbalance.
This is VOA News. An Iranian oil tanker seized